Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. I'm EMDR certified and a Reiki Level 2 practitioner. And you can reach me online at nolatherapy.com, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. That is where you can listen to past episodes of this show. You can also find the show on YouTube and Facebook. You can book sessions with me that way and inquire about being a guest or an advertiser on this show. I am really excited to welcome my guest today. She is a psychic, an astrologer, and a medium. Carolyn Bufkin has had over 25 years of experience doing astrology, and she just shared with me briefly a few moments ago that at age 7, her mother was reading charts, and that's when she was first exposed to astrology, which I find so interesting, at the young age of 7. She has been featured on Fox 8 News, in New Orleans Magazine several times, in various newspapers and publications. She does and has done readings for corporate entities and for Fortune 500 companies. And she's been an astrological columnist in Mountain Astrologer, Alternatives Magazine, and Greater New Orleans Living Magazine. So I welcome you, Carolyn. Thank you for coming on the show today. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm so honored to speak with a Gemini. Gemini is associated with communications. You know, Geminis are the modern day messengers.
Thank you. We are associated with communications. Sometime too much, I've been told.
You know, I have what's called Gemini rising. Yeah, you know, I've been accused of loquaciousness myself and or excessive talking.
Good work.
Oh, and by the way, I've been a columnist for New Orleans Living Magazine since 2000. So I have a monthly column in New Orleans Living Magazine, astrological column.
Great.
Thank you so much. And then there was an article published in Mountain Astrologer right after Hurricane Katrina. I wrote about, you know, the chart of New Orleans right after Hurricane Katrina, and Mountain Astrologer was kind enough to publish that article.
Oh,
so
that's
what happened there. Thank you. So, again, Gemini is associated with Mercury, the messenger. Geminis are modern-day messengers. So, you know, what you're currently doing with your podcast is very apropos for your sign.
Thank you for that confirmation.
And, you know, speaking of Gemini, Donald Trump has, and I'm looking at his chart, I'm perusing his chart as we speak, and he has the sun, which represents one's outer expression or conscious will. The sun sign is that which one reads about in newspapers and magazines. So he has the sun. He has what we call the north node, which is what one is supposed to reach toward in this lifetime.
Okay.
And Uranus in the sign of Gemini. So, you know, people talk of Donald Trump being quite the speaker. You know, his words have convinced a lot of people. But Donald Trump is coming into some challenging angles in 2017. You know, he's Saturn, you know, the planet of discipline and the great teacher. you know, will oppose his son. So, so he's coming into some frustration in 2017, you know, whereas Hillary Clinton is going to experience some positive angles. Hillary Clinton is a Scorpio, and she's going to receive what we call a 60-degree angle or good angle of opportunity in 2018, and she won't be under as much astrological pressure in 2017 as will Trump. Now, in 2017, she will receive a square, begin to receive a square to the moon. The moon is associated with the public. I take back what I said. She'll receive a little bit of pressure to the moon, which is associated with the public. It's associated with those things that have to do with home, family, the domestic arena, the homeland. So she'll receive some, I wouldn't call it dissension, but she'll receive some disapproval, you know, from the public, you know, with Saturn squaring the moon. I'm thinking that Donald Trump is going to be affected more heavily, you know, with Saturn opposing his son. Lisa was kind enough to request that I talk about how each sign is going to be affected on a personal level. And I was going to move into Aries, but I did want to say, you know, from a macrocosmic perspective, regarding Aries, Uranus, which is associated with that which is visionary, you know, that which is progressive. Uranus is associated with the reformer. Is in the pioneering and independent sign of Aries. Okay. So Uranus and Aries may be partially why, you know, the collective or the public has embraced, these rogues, these pioneering spirits who have run for office, you know, like Bernie Sanders, right. You know, like Donald Trump, you know, these people who, Bernie Sanders is a Washingtonian in a way, but he's very much a renegade. Sure. I mean, he's worked in Washington for a long time, but he has a very renegade spirit. He's considered not really part of the establishment. So, I think Uranus and Aries is partially why we saw someone like him run. We see mm-hmm. people like Donald Trump, a person like Donald Trump running. So the collective is sort of embracing its pioneers, its rogues at this time. And of course, if Hillary wins, she's a woman, you know, the first female president. That's new. That's like Iranian and Aries, new. It's progressive. So Aries on a personal level.
Okay.
The planet Saturn, which again is associated with discipline, support, boundaries, a foundation, has been forming a positive angle to Aries.
Okay.
So those Aries who are receiving a positive angle from Saturn to the sun, you know, they may have gotten some support from bosses, maybe a parent, landlord. The sun doesn't only represent our will. It represents those in authority. Now, so Aries hasn't had the worst year, except for those born around April the 5th. the planet Pluto, and Pluto's been upgraded to a planet, by the way.
Oh, wow. I was downgraded. Sure of that. Yeah, it was downgraded. I recall that.
Right. He was downgraded for a little while.
Yes.
But he's been upgraded to a planet.
Good,
and and you're happy that Pluto was upgraded. Why?
Because I just remember learning the planet Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and it felt weird not to include little Pluto in
you
the
know,
planetary
system. You know, that's a really good point. That's a good point. Yeah. You know, that we were always taught that he was a planet, and then all of a sudden he was downgraded.
I almost forgot the order of the planets, like, as a result of that. It threw me off.
Well, in astrology, Pluto can hardly be denied.
Okay.
So, you know, it so powerfully affects the collective that it doesn't surprise me that he or she or
yes.
Pluto was, you know, upgraded to once again being a planet. But Pluto has been affecting the Sun of Aries, of those born around April the 5th. So, you know, Pluto, in mythology, Pluto is associated with Hades. And, you know, he reached up from the bowels of the earth and abducted Persephone and pulled her down into the underworld, where she remained hostage. So, you know, Pluto transits can represent a metaphor for, you know, for going within, for being introspective. But sometimes when Pluto aspects the Sun or other personal planets, we'll encounter individuals who overstep boundaries.
Okay.
Sometimes, like when Pluto aspects the Sun, we'll encounter a boss who is very intense, sometimes all-encompassing. Sometimes one of our parents will act rather intense or all-encompassing. So, you know, again, those Aries who are born right around April the 5th, you know, they may have felt much more intense, you know, for the last 2 years. They may have felt much more intense. They may have felt pulled deeply within the self. They may have been forced to get in touch with emotion. They may have... you know, felt like people were trying to overly empower them. You know, those born around April the 5th, it would be a good idea if they called you, because this can be a really conducive time. Pluto aspects are conducive for therapy, you know, for exploring the deep recesses of the psyche.
Okay.
Sometimes when we're dealing with a Pluto transit, we'll attract in individuals who push psychological buttons, and it ultimately pushes certain people into therapy or,
okay,
you know, deeper exploration of the psyche. Now, as we move on to Taurus,
okay,
Taurus received a challenging angle from Saturn, like fall 2012 to 2014. Taurus is not receiving the worst aspects at this time to the Sun. And as when Saturn moves into Capricorn in 2018, Taurus receive a positive angle from Saturn. Oftentimes that angle results in, you know, the boss being supportive, you know, the parent being supportive. Let's see here.
Yeah.
And I know we can't have dead space on air.
It's okay.
But actually, Saturn will move in, you know, to be exact,
mm-hmm,
and on December 2017. So right around December 22nd, 2017, will Saturn form a positive aspect to the sun of the early Taurus individuals, and then as time progresses and Saturn moves to the higher degrees, it'll form a positive angle to the sun of Taurus. Gemini.
Gemini. We've been having a rough time when we spoke the other day.
Well, Gemini has been receiving the 90-degree angle from Saturn since about fall 2014. So the early Geminis, like fall 2014 and all through 15, you know, with transiting Saturn forming the 90-degree angle to the sun, it has caused some Geminis to experience bosses who were demanding, bosses who were authority figures. Bosses, landlords, parents, IRS, you know, anyone in authority who may all of a sudden the person in power, or the powers that be around them, mm-hmm. may have become more micromanaging. But it can also push the Gemini themselves to put nose to the grindstone, mm-hmm. To accept additional responsibility, to work additional hours, to accept the promotion. Saturn aspecting the sun, or any planet in the astrological chart, sort of, especially the 90-degree angle, pushes us to accept greater responsibility in that particular area of our lives. So, again, since fall 2014, the early Geminis, and as Saturn progresses, the later Geminis will be affected, may have felt the call to take action, to take on greater responsibility, again, maybe accept the promotion. It pushed them to reevaluate, reassess career. The challenging manifestation of the angle is that, the 90-degree angle from Saturn, or the opposition, or especially the conjunction, can make us feel somewhat frustrated at times. The Saturn square can create some delays with our reaching our goals, reaching our objectives. Oftentimes when, Saturn aspects the sun, it can make us feel somewhat depressed, much more introspective. But the reason that people feel more introspective is because the Saturn energy really pushes. It pushes on us. It's a heavy energy. Some people can literally feel it in their spines, in their upper backs, when they go through a Saturn transit. It's pushing us to take action. It's pushing us to look at a particular task very diligently, or at hand, and not just coast, not just to forget about it.
That resonates with me. I didn't know that you were going to talk about this particular piece of things, but my 2-year anniversary working in Los Angeles is coming up in August. And so I definitely, in the last 2 years, my nose has been to the grindstone, a lot of late nights, long hours, and navigating this transition and all the decisions associated with it to live and work in two cities that are 1,800 miles apart. And I finally just feel like I can exhale and relax and enjoy everything that I've worked so hard for. So that really relates to this 90-degree angle from Saturn since the fall of 2014 affecting my work life for sure. So that's cool to hear.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like you use Saturn well. I mean, when we have a willingness to work longer hours, when we have a willingness to put nose to the grindstone, when we have a willingness to accept additional responsibility, that's the best way to utilize Saturn energy. You know, I've read that if people, Barbara Hand Cloud, I'm experiencing brain freeze. I was about to quote an author, but an astrological writer wrote that if we cop out of Saturn, if we drink too much, if we, daydream, if we don't heed the call of whatever planet Saturn is aspecting, then it could cause problems, sometimes if, so Saturn's aspecting the sun, for example, the boss may be asking that, we work the longer hours, as previously mentioned, or that we take on a project. If we don't work diligently toward that particular project, sometimes people get fired, or Saturn is aspecting Venus, and we're not
in your love life.
Yeah, we're not being supportive of our relationship if we're not, addressing certain issues, if maybe we're not going to couples counseling. It can really affect the relationship. I mean, some relationships do break up when Saturn aspects the Venus. If we're not working diligently upon that relationship or looking at it. So, Jupiter aspects, sometimes Neptune aspects can allow us to gloss over a situation, but, not Saturn. So, again, it sounds like you've used, your Saturn energy well.
Thank you.
That you have, made these decisions about career and made the effort to take on the radio show
yes.
and, maybe increased your client load and,
yes.
spent more time with them. And isn't it interesting? You're a Gemini and you're representing the tale of two cities.
Sometimes
Gemini likes doing two things.
At once, absolutely. But I've
learned some Geminis
to
work
slow it
two
down.
Jobs.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I've learned to slow that multitasking aspect down a bit because in the last couple months, I've thrown away some checks and I'm outside digging in the garbage with my neighbors asking, what am I doing? Because I multitasked way overboard. So I'm learning to slow down and be more in the moment.
Well, I'll have to look at your chart to see, if there's a Neptune aspect going on, that causes us to sometimes space out.
Yes,
but oftentimes a Gemini will do two things. Gemini will, work two jobs, or sometimes they have homes in two cities. Sometimes they work and go to school. Oftentimes this duality and or, wanting to satiate the needs of, both twins. So Gemini is associated with two. On to Cancer.
Yes.
Yeah. So at the end of 2017, December 2017, and all through 2018, the early Cancers will receive an opposition from Saturn. So they're going to kind of feel in 2018 what you're going through right now.
Okay.
Anytime, again, Saturn aspects the sun by square opposition or conjunction, you know, we feel that push. We feel that push that you have felt in the last 2 years. So, so in 2018, Cancers will, you know, have nose to the grindstone, or they may have to, they may find themselves taking additional care of a parent, or, you know, their landlord may suddenly become demanding. But, you know, but a lot of Cancers will, end of 2017 and through 18, feel the need to grow up, take on additional responsibility, and real, and then the later Cancers will feel it all the way until 2020. And then Cancers have been dealing with the Pluto aspect. You know, what we call the cardinals, Aries, Cancer.
What does that mean, a cardinal sign?
Well, the cardinal signs are what we call the action-taking signs, and they comprise of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And so since transiting Pluto has been in a cardinal sign, the cardinal signs have been highly affected by transit. So Cancer is the other sign that's really feeling the Plutonian energy. You know, Cancers, and let me see, I wrote down. Let's see. Yeah, the Cancers born right around July 7 have been affected by the Pluto energy, you know, aspecting their sun. So, you know, for some of them, they may have lost a parent through death. Some of them may have attracted an intense boss. Some of them may have had to take greater care of a parent. You know, again, with Pluto, it's one of the planets, or one of the aspects that has to do with introspection, going within, you know, feeling emotions very deeply. You know, Pluto and Saturn are the two heavies. Yeah, they're the two heavies. So, you know, anytime they aspect, especially the sun, do we feel much more introspective. But, you know, Pluto is very much associated with emotional intensity. So those Cancers born right around July 7 have been, they've probably felt much more emotionally intense. And, you know, Cancer is a sign of the family. You know, Cancer is a sign of the home, the family, the domestic arena. So sometimes when Pluto aspects the personal planet, a personal planet in the sign of Cancer, sometimes it creates power struggles between family members. Sometimes when we're dealing with a Pluto transit, we stand our ground, the other person stands their ground. Oftentimes, neither individual wants to bend. Compromise is a good word. Sometimes, you know, because Pluto is associated with those real deep primal emotions, you know, jealousy, possessiveness, grief. Sometimes when we're under Pluto transits, we'll attract in individuals who don't act the most rational, or at least, you know, rational according to what modern day society perceives as rational. You know, we live in sort of a Libra world, or we did for a long time, you know, where we were expected to talk things out and and do things according to the law. But again, a lot of times when we're dealing with Pluto, we'll attract in people who again, will exhibit primal emotion, or, you know, they don't want to just necessarily do the Libra thing and, you know, talk things out or be diplomatic or, you know, act fair. We've been going through some Pluto transits macrocosmically. You know, Pluto has been in Capricorn forming the 90-degree angle to Uranus. So that's caused Uranus and Aries. So Aries is one of the signs having to do with war, combat, competitiveness.
Right,
Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. So, you know, Pluto squaring Uranus has caused some pent-up aggression, you know, within the collective. And some people are expressing that pent-up aggression by acting out in violent ways.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, a positive way to channel the Pluto-Uranus square is exercise.
Okay.
You know, Uranus,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Aries is associated with physical prowess, athleticism. So again, physical exercise is one way to channel it. Yoga, meditation,
yes.
You know, which isn't necessarily associated with Aries, but, you know, it can apply to any sign, and it's conducive for one of any sign,
mm-hmm.
Right, it can be a positive way to channel, you know, feelings of, you know, pent-up aggression.
Yes, frustration.
But, yeah, frustration, that's a good word. Yeah, you know, but again, Pluto, it compels us to really get in touch with those, or tries to help us to get in touch with those real, real, real deep emotions. And with the square to the planet of war, or competitiveness or aggression. Again, some people just haven't learned how to channel that aggression, or,
okay.
You know, a lot of them don't have the tools. So, you know, the peacemakers like yourself and, you know, Marianne Williamson, who is, who you're going to interview in the future,
Next week,
be real helpers, you know, to help people with channeling all that's coming up within the psyche, again, you know, macrocosmically and on a personal level.
So
Cancer is one of the signs that's really feeling that on a personal level. And then Leo was aspected very heavily by Saturn, 12 to 14. They received what we call a Saturn square. So 12 to 14, you know, Leo felt a real push to take action. Push again regarding their career or taking care of a parent or dealing with an authority figure. When we are talking about Saturn aspecting the sun, now when Saturn moved into the sign of Sagittarius, Leo began to feel a much more positive angle in 2015. So in 2015, Leos may have felt more supported by those in power. They felt like their wills weren't as thwarted. You know, Leos is associated with creativity. So it may have been easier for them to express themselves creatively. You know, Leo is associated with the sun.
Okay.
I mean, the sun is what we call the ruler of Leo. So, you know, so the will of Leo wasn't so thwarted, and they were able to shine like the sun again, you know, in 2015. Now, the later Leos, the people born in the you know, higher dates of Leo may be affected all through 2017. But beginning 2015, Leo, began a much more positive transit. Again, what they went through that, 2012. And, and I say 2015, but Saturn actually moved in December 2014. So about the end of 2014 and then all through 15.
Okay.
Did Leo begin a much more positive transit? Virgo, and Bernie Sanders is a Virgo.
Okay.
And so that may be one of the reasons why he fell into some, frustrations. I mean, from an astrological perspective, Virgo is one of the signs that is being affected. So the Greeks categorized the signs into different categories, and so the mutables are being aspected by Saturn at this time, which is Gemini, Sagittarius, Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces.
Okay.
And so Bernie Sanders being a Virgo, I could see, again, from an astrological perspective, how he would have run into some frustrations and delays during his candidacy. And some people born in the, the later dates of Virgo will run into some frustrations and delays until the end of 2017. But Virgo is going to receive a positive angle in 2018. And the reason the reason I keep emphasizing 2018, and actually it's going to be the very end of 2017, Saturn will move into the sign of Capricorn. And so Capricorn forms the 120 degree angle of the trine to Virgo. So, a lot of and the what we call the trine or the 120 degree angle.
Yes.
It's a freer flowing energy. It's oftentimes in the trine, we don't feel as much frustration. Again, we get the feeling that, bosses, people, friends, parents, again, we're talking about the sun, IRS, anyone in power, it can come across as much more supportive. Since the end of 2014 and all through 15, Virgo, like Gemini, Virgo was one of the signs where, nose to the grindstone. They may have experienced some frustration and delays. Saturn is associated with Father Time. So sometimes if we're dealing with the square, which Virgo was dealing with, transiting Saturn square, the sun, sometimes we have to wait,
okay.
Be patient.
Patience, yes.
Right. So for a lot of the mutables, end of 2014, all through 2015, they may have felt like they were working very arduously through a goal or toward a goal, but the rewards weren't coming. For example, they may have worked very arduously on a project, but they weren't getting the promotion. Sometimes Saturn delays certain rewards, so they weren't getting the promotion, or a business owner may have started a business, Virgo, Gemini, Pisces, Sagittarius, business owner may have started a business in 2015, and the rewards may not have come right away.
I see.
Oftentimes, you know, Saturn transits are conducive for planting the seeds, getting all ducks in a row, so to speak. And then when the Saturn transit gets out of what we call orb, all of a sudden, the boss lightens up or the business starts to do well. So for the mutables, it's Virgo, Gemini, Sagittarius, Pisces. It's been a conducive time for, again, planting the seeds, putting nose to the grindstone, doing the work, building the foundation. And depending on when, you know, the Saturn is off of the sun or one of the personal planets. And different astrologers give transiting Saturn what we call a degree of orb.
Okay.
I know a lot of astrologers are going to, if they're listening to this, are going to be like, how can you give, you know, Saturn's sun a 10-degree orb? But I give it a 10-degree orb. So when Saturn is out of that 10-degree orb from the sun, a lot of times the individual starts to see the rewards of the seeds that they have planted. So, you know, or things start to open up. Or, you know, like I earlier mentioned, sometimes the business starts to take off. Sometimes the boss does give the promotion or the raise. So it's been a time for, again, the mutables, Gemini, Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius, to not become frustrated. It's been a time where, you know, where we are sort of planting seeds, or you guys are planting seeds, and you are a little bit quieter, and you know, you do feel, or you are experiencing some heaviness. But if we use that energy to build a foundation, again, a lot of times we're rewarded once the, you know, Saturn gets out of the degree of orb. Now, some people, because
can I
Saturn
jump in, Carolyn, to share something?
Go ahead.
Because I want to keep us on track. We have 9 minutes, and I know we're on the sign of Virgo. So just to keep us moving along so everyone gets their sign addressed, if that's okay with you.
All right. Well, let's see. And fortunately, because we mentioned the mutables, you know, Sagittarius, Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, you know, got thrown in there. But the main thing about those four signs is I know that's, you know, since the end of 2014, you guys have felt some frustration, but, you know,
that's lessening
that
now.
Should definitely lighten up.
It is.
And again, for the later mutables, like at the end of 2017. So Libra is the other sign that's been affected by Pluto. So, you know, those born right around October 9, 10, again, they've felt some intensity. But in October 2018, 16, Jupiter, I know we haven't talked too much about him, but Jupiter, I always think
luck expansion, correct?
It gives us a spoonful of sugar, you know, when we're going through some. Now, Jupiter, in my opinion, cannot cannot overrule Saturn in Pluto. Again, it may make things a little bit lighter. It may give some opportunity, but it's not going to completely, again, overrule whatever lessons we're learning from Saturn and Pluto. So Libra, right around October 9-10, they've been dealing with some intensity, but in October 2017, Jupiter's going to try to, again, and, you know, Jupiter with Libra, may help them to change the perspective. You know, Jupiter can be associated with perspective, the perspective of what Pluto has been causing Libra. And Jupiter's one of the signs that can compel us to look at life from a more philosophical perspective or to meditate. Scorpio was the other sign that was hit really hard, 12 to 14. And I mean, Scorpio was hit really hard because they were going through what we call a conjunction. So Saturn sat right on top of their sign. And when Saturn formed a conjunction, again, you know, we really feel the pressure. But Scorpio is the other sign that's coming into a positive angle, the 60-degree angle, the good angle of opportunity, in 2018. So Sagittarius, it's one of the mutables. It's been hit really hard by Saturn. You know, Sagittarius has been receiving the conjunction since the end of 2014. Okay. So again, one of the signs that's really felt nose to the grindstone, reevaluated career, thought about parents, thought about authority, thought about what is my purpose in life. Sagittarius is directly opposite the zodiacal chart from Gemini. It's the other sign associated with communications.
Oh, wow.
Right. So Gemini, Sagittarius are both associated with teaching others, training others, marketing, sales, publishing. Sagittarius is associated with mass communications. And Sagittarius is associated with needing a lot of freedom. You know, Sagittarius is associated with expansion. It's ruled by Jupiter. So, you know, Sagittarius is like Magellan, you know, the explorer, the wanderer.
Yes.
But you know, so since the end of 2014, poor Sagittarius has probably felt like, oh, I have a rock on my back. I can't, you know, my freedom of movement has been limited, you know. But with Sagittarius being the sign of the higher mind, some Sagittarians have used the energy since 2014 to use that greater feeling of immobilization to meditate, and, you know, to let the mind expand. If they couldn't necessarily, you know, trot off to Bora Bora or something, you know, they've used the stillness to let their minds expand. And, so Capricorn is one of the signs that has been affected by Pluto, especially those born right around January 5th, 6th. Then Pluto can also be associated with issues having to do with estate issues, sometimes property that we own with another. Pluto's associated with what we call the natural eighth house of the zodiacal chart. So, you know, and Capricorn is associated with, one of the signs associated with pragmatism, details, business. So I could see how some, anyone with Pluto in the sun, but probably, you know, especially Capricorn with Pluto in the sun, they may find themselves dealing with issues having to do with business partnerships, as a whole, what is the premarital contract? What is that called?
Oh, like a prenup?
Like prenuptial contracts and, you know, business contracts and estate issues. Some of them may be legal issues, you know, with Pluto being on the sun. Now, with Capricorn, with Saturn moving into their sign at the end of 2017 and, you know, into 18, you know, I mean, Saturn rules Capricorn.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. Wow. So Capricorns oftentimes personify Saturn. You know, with a lot of Capricorns, their noses are to the grindstone all the time. You know, mm-hmm. they're looking at details all the time. They're dealing with life from a very realistic perspective all the time.
Yeah, the Capricorns that I know, and they're in business. So we go through a Saturn
Sun aspect, we feel like a Capricorn, but they feel that way, a lot of them,
the
depending on the whole chart, all the time. Can you imagine?
No.
So in 2000, that's why a lot of Capricorns make great accountants, or, you know, they make great financial analysts. I think, and I'm not a Capricorn, you know,
What are you?
I'm Aquarius, but...
And we still have to talk about Aquarius, yes.
The last thing I'll say about Capricorn, I just, you know, Capricorn, because they're ruled by Saturn, you know, Capricorn can be associated with mastery. And I find that Capricorns can be extremely talented regardless of the profession, any profession, you know. I mean, an astrological teacher taught me a long time ago. He said, they'll be the best dart player. They'll be the best artist. But they're just very adept at the details, Capricorn, or can be, again, depending on the entire chart. So Aquarius has been receiving, since the end of 2014, a positive angle from Saturn in Sagittarius. So Aquarius was one of the signs that felt more pressed. 2012 to 14, you know, like my being an Aquarius, you know, my husband had to have a kidney removed that 12 to 14, and he's always been a very healthy soul, you know, he's a vegetarian, he jogs, I mean, he's never had any physical problems. All of a sudden, Saturn hits, you know, my multitude of planets in 2014, and that type of a situation arose, and then he's a Pisces, so... It was kind of like at the end of, I'm a late degree Aquarius, early Pisces. We were hit, but you know what? He's healthy again, and we're fine.
Good.
thank you. So Aquarius began to receive the positive angle from Sagittarius into 14, into 15. So Aquarius was once again able to feel expansive and expand their mind. With the positive angle from Saturn and Sagittarius to Aquarius, it may have been a conducive time for Aquarians to travel, to, you know, have their materials published, to, I mean, I think part of why this opportunity came to me to speak with you is because I'm receiving the 60 degree angle, or the positive angle, from Sagittarius. So, you know, good time for Aquarius. Again, depending on the whole chart, you know, some Aquarians have a planet in Pisces, so they could be dealing with some frustration and delays if they have Venus in Pisces in the area of relationships, or if the Mercury's in Pisces, you know, in the area of communications. But
Carolyn, I
gotta
need to
go. You gotta go,
because we have to end. And so I wanted to let listeners know how they can reach you for readings by phone and in person. And we can schedule off the air a next show for you to come in. But I just got word that we do have to end. And I'm so sorry, because you're a wealth of information, which is what I love about you as an astrologer. So can you let listeners know how they can reach you?
Okay. And as we end, Pisces is the other sign that, you know, has been receiving some frustration, but that'll lighten up for them in 17. So you see, we got the whole...
Right.
So, okay. So you can reach me at Carolyn Bufkin. That's C-A-R-O-L-Y-N B as in boy, U, F as in fish, K-I-N, carolynbufkin.com.
Carolyn, thank you for being my guest today. It's been such a pleasure. And we're going to schedule again for you to come back on.
You know what, Lisa? I'm so honored. Lisa's such a wonderful therapist, folks.
Thank you. Then, Carolyn, I'll talk to you just a bit.
Okay.
Listeners,
thank you.
You're welcome. For next week, please join me at the same time. I have Marianne Williamson on my show, internationally acclaimed speaker, spiritual leader, and New York Times bestselling author, releasing her book on my show, talking about her most recent publication, Tears to Triumph, The Spiritual Journey from Suffering to Enlightenment. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Goodbye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only.